Jim Weatherly's Midnight Train departs bookstores today. Good evening from the Delta Radio Newsroom. I'm Ben Caxton. At 7 o'clock, it's 58 degrees in Cleveland, 66 in Greenwood, 60 in Indianola, and 60 degrees in Greenville, going down to 48 overnight. Meteorologist Tom Churchill's complete forecast following this report. A new book about the life of Jim Weatherly hits bookstores today. Midnight Train follows his journey from Pontotoc to being inducted into New York's Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2014. Weatherly helped lead Ole Miss to two SEC titles, two Sugar Bowls, a national championship, and the school's only perfect football season as quarterback in the early 60s. Over 50 years, though, his songs have been recorded by artists including Ray Price, Neil Diamond, Aretha Franklin, and Garth Brooks. Gladys Knight's recording of Midnight Train to Georgia landed in the Grammy Hall of Fame. On Saturday morning, fire struck American Furniture Company in northern Pontotoc County for the second time this year. Firefighters from more than a dozen departments battled the blaze, which started in a warehouse shipping area of the large manufacturing facility. Crews from 21 fire departments fought a fire at the same facility in January, and that destroyed more than 35,000 pieces of furniture, a large portion of the warehouse, sewing department, and production development space. American Furniture employs more than 700 workers. Children's sports programs are on the chopping block in Yazoo City thanks to severe budget cuts forced on the Department of Parks and Recreation. Officials say at least one paid position will be cut along with some sports programs for the next fiscal year. The department's budget is dropped by nearly half, from $130,000 two years ago to $92,000 last year to just $75,000 for the next fiscal year. Parks Director Cedric Hudson expects the flag football program and a baseball program will be gone in 2019, along with a seasonal grounds worker, leaving the department staffed by a part-time secretary and two full-time grounds workers. A former Mississippi hospice owner has pleaded guilty to making fraudulent hospice claims to federal insurers. Charlene Brandon of Cleveland pleaded guilty Wednesday in federal court in Greenville to one count of conspiracy to commit health care fraud, admitting that she submitted nearly $12 million in fraudulent claims to Medicare and nearly $3 million to Medicaid while running Haven Hospice, North Haven Hospice, Lyon Hospice, and North Lyon Hospice. A 2017 indictment alleged she engaged in fraud for nearly a decade. Brandon faces up to 10 years in prison and $250,000 in fines. The government also wants Brandon to forfeit illegal gains and make restitution. Brandon's former marketing director, Arisha Sanders of Shelby, pleaded guilty earlier this year to making a false statement to Medicare. She was sentenced to 3 years probation in order to pay $23,825 in restitution. Dr. Scott Nelson, Wendell Brandon, and Annette Lofton remain under indictment in the case. Also cited as conspirators are three others convicted earlier, former Grenada Hospice owner Sandra Livingston, her patient recruiter Lara Lynn Thompson, and former Cleveland Hospice owner Andre Kirkland. Brandon will be sentenced in January. We'll be back with more news tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. For more on these and other local stories, visit deltadailynews.com.